Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. AJ in a box, 1 week from today at McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven. AJ goes into a box. It's like we're putting him on. It's almost like a fish tank without the water.
Basically, yeah. Terrarium.
Well, terrarium.
That might be fun. We start loading it with water.
Right.
And you gotta, if we don't hit a certain amount, the water just keeps full. So, get that snark already, AJ.
Flip-flops. I have flip-flops in there.
All right, so we're asking the tribe, what do we put in the box? So he goes in basically in boxers and a shirt.
Right.
And then he gains items by people donating. This will get the tribe to donate. The tribe loves AJ.
Right.
What if there's no donations? So we put like scorpions in there or something?
Oh.
The band, sure.
Like if there's a 15-minute period where there's... That would actually be hysterical. The scorpions, the bands, stuck in there with you.
I would use Phil's dead body to kill them.
So heater is one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's key.
That's a luxury.
Yeah. It's a luxury.
No, that's not a luxury. That's cold. It gets cold out. You know what it is? Like last night, imagine being out in that.
Right.
Wear a jacket.
Yeah, it's a necessity.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to start with pants. Pants will be on the list.
Oh, so you're walking in pantsless.
Yeah. You're walking in with a T-shirt, T-shirt and boxers.
Right. This should be visual.
Is he allowed socks or no socks?
No socks.
So that's another luxury.
So that's another one. Like so pants.
Like a color form.
So you'll have boxers and a T-shirt. So pants, socks, shoes.
Right.
Warmer shirt.
Warmer shirt.
Yeah, like a sweater or something.
Like a long sleeve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. We're going layer by layer here. Okay.
Over the
jacket.
T-shirt. Yes, right.
Yep.
Jacket, definitely key. Yep. Yep.
Heater.
Heater, that's a must.
Will he need gloves?
You need gloves?
No.
Okay.
No,
if you get the heater, you're going to be okay.
Exactly right. Okay. Although, have you seen the heater they usually put in there?
Do you want carpet?
It would be nice to get off the cold slab floor, yes.
Okay.
The cold, you know, the concrete.
You like food? You have to eat?
Food is necessary.
So
yes.
We'll put various meals.
Right. Meals. Yeah, lunch, dinner.
Mm.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
Snack.
All right. So we'll put food on there.
Yes.
Energy.
Throw one fruit chew at you.
Energy drinks.
Yeah, because those are key. I need at least four of those Monster Energies, the big white ones.
Right. Don't bring those to him. Just we'll handle what goes in.
Yes. Don't bring me anything. Good point, Phil. I want anything you were going to get me. Use that money. Put it in the orange bucket.
Mm, good for you.
Yeah, so no, you know, like people are going, oh, I'll put you some fries or I brought some snack. No, thank you very much, but I do not want them. Thank you very much. Put it in the bucket. Not the snack, the money.
And then when we start putting numbers on everything, what do we put on the cell phone?
Oh, that's got to be like the last item.
Yeah.
That's got to be like a $25,000 threshold.
I'm keeping my phone. I need the phone.
No, you don't. What do you need it for?
In case of emergency.
What, like you're going to put your flashlight on or something? Like there's going to be a zombie apocalypse? What
emergency?
You never know what can happen. So I walk around the station.
Standing right there.
I walk around the station with my phone, okay?
Okay,
always
but you're
keep
in a
your
box
phone.
Standing
always
next
keep
to someone who will have a phone.
In the open, yes. Why no? In the open where anything can happen. I need my phone.
Need. Do you hear yourself?
Yes, I do. I hear myself fine.
You
fantastic.
Sound like an addicted person.
I'm not addicted.
AJ, the whole idea of this is that you're in a box for 24 hours. There should be some level of discomfort involved.
Yeah. Try being up for 24 hours.
Think about the person that drives 25 minutes to come make a donation. You're just sitting there on your phone.
That's boring.
No. I don't sit on my phone. I dealt with everybody that came every single year.
They
come over, I talk with. You know what I'm saying? Dealt with. Yeah, I talk with them.
Yeah.
I don't think
take pictures
need
with them.
The phone.
I need the phone.
No, you have the microphone. You're fine.
Yeah. I'm going to use that in the head in a second. Virtually. Take that.
Ow, ow. Hey, stop it, AJ.
I don't know. Maybe we'll put this up for kind of a discussion on Facebook.
Don't discuss anything.
Ruth, can you post something on Facebook?
Don't put discussing on Facebook is a complete waste of time.
Well, I do think that they'll side with you, but I don't think they should. My personal opinion is it's funny to hear you beg for your phone in the box.
I'm not going to be begging for it.
That's like the most wonderful time of the year.
It's AJ in a box, not Marquis de Sade Showcase.
It's amazing that you're this upset over the phone and like having no pants. You're like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Because that's funny.
Yeah, having no phone would be hilarious.
Funny. To you.
Exactly.
Can you imagine him like hour three with no phone? He'll be like, I got to get out of here.
Right? Because otherwise, especially like when you think back to like year one, it's an easy distraction to what's actually happening. The song's playing. Like you're not supposed
that's
to be
right.
that comfortable
that's
in there.
That's a great point.
He has no point. You're
supposed to be listening to this song on repeat.
I am.
You're not present. If you're commenting on Facebook.
No, you're not.
No.
It's like people say they're watching a movie and they're scrolling through Instagram. Like, what just happened? Well, if you were paying attention, you would have known who that character is. Sit over there now.
No. See, I know you think you're right, but you're totally wrong.
So, guy gets stabbed in the back, pulls the knife out, and stabs his attacker. You'd expect to see this in a Rambo movie, not in real life. A 61-year-old guy in Northern California got stabbed by a random trespasser.
A random.
Right. They call him Stabbo.
But then pulled the knife out and stabbed him with it.
That's a hell of a reach.
I was about to say, he must be double-jointed or triple-jointed or something.
Long arms.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
In the circus.
Yeah, right. Where is it? Where you get it out?
You can't tell someone to take the stomach back for a second. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about it now.
If you went lower and center, you wouldn't have a problem. But see, you went up in the shoulder, and now he's got the knife, and he's stabbing you with it.
Stabby Jerry got it wrong. That's the issue. Yeah.
I have a hard time scratching my own back, let alone pulling a knife
Stupid
out of it.
Stupid Stabby Jerry.
Would you call him Stabby Jerry?
Stabby Jerry. Every town has a Stabby Jerry, you know?
Stabby Jerry.
Wait, every town has a Stabby Jerry?
Well, you guys are giving away free petrol, free gas. We Stabby Jerry stabs people for petrol back home. You know, right. It's that expensive.
Stabby Jerry.
Yeah.
Stabby Jerry.
You don't have to be giving it away. I'm still going to take it.
Stabby Jerry.
He's a bald fellow with a stupid jacket. We've never seen his own witness protection out here.
See, I was picturing a cartoon.
The bald guy with a stupid
attitude.
Jacket. We have Stabby Jerry in the studio.
Stabby Jerry.
I hope not.
Is
I'm
his
over
camera
here.
On?
Yes.
All right.
I'm watching you people.
Are those pot leaves?
I hope not.
Okay.
No, this is...
I see one that looks like a pot
leaf. Fall, isn't it?
It's like a fall jacket?
You know when you have a few too many beverages and you go on Amazon and you end up buying random stuff?
Yeah.
I bought 50 of these jackets.
No, but I've seen... Nice. Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen your videos. It's like you have a thing for...
If the jokes don't get you, the jacket will. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the game.
You're left at something. Yeah.
You're left with some sort of impression, good or bad.
So it happened near Napa, just north of San Francisco. The trespasser is 33-year-old Andrew Dixon.
No Stabby Jerry.
No, yeah.
No Stabby Jerry.
He's still on the loose.
He is.
Homeowner's power went out around 9 a.m., so he walked outside, and Andrew was there. It's not clear if he'd cut the power, but it might have been a burglary gone wrong.
Ah.
Sure.
Okay, we'll go with that.
They ended up fighting, and Andrew stabbed the guy in the back, but then the guy pulled a knife out, stabbed Andrew in the torso.
Wow. When does a robbery go right, by the way? What does that mean?
Well, when you go there, you take stuff and you leave without getting stabbed or stabbing someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a successful robbery.
You grabbed stuff, you left.
Right. No one got stabbed.
But
you leave
the TV and everybody's fine.
Right.
That's how you know. But
No bloodshed.
Don't try and rob Batman, I think, is the moral of this story.
There you go.
I'm Batman.
Wow. And then he used the knife to subdue the guy until the cops got there.
And then make a peanut butter sandwich.
Wow, that's a...
This is mine now. Now I'm keeping this.
That's the thing with the knife. You got to get up and close and personal to use it.
Ugh.
And you better hope that person's not stronger than you.
Yep.
Because that knife is going to be used on you, which happened here.
But to remain calm enough to take a knife out of your own back while you're being stabbed, like, it obviously means it's happened to him before.
You think so?
Yeah.
So that's a man with practice?
Yeah.
You've never done, you got to do it. It's got to be a first time at some point.
It's like driving a car or any of that sort of stuff. You've been stabbed multiple times. You remain calm in the situation. You know yourselves, lads. You know.
Yeah, I'd like to know this guy's story. That's a good point, because if you get a knife to the back, you pull it out and use it on a guy.
Yeah.
You've had some other interesting things happen
to
you.
Absolutely. We want to know what his story is.
The guy who's never been stabbed is like, oh, my God, I just stabbed.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you just stab me?
This guy was like, oh, please.
Maybe he has no feeling in his back.
Because he's been stabbed so many times.
Exactly. I thought, real fatty back.
I thought he's got that bass. Is that what you called it earlier on?
I'm taking that back ass.
I'm taking that back home with me. Back ass.
So that's the first gift we've given to Kigo.
Back ass.
When you have shoulder blades and ass cheeks.
Is this your first time in America?
This is my first time in Connecticut, yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm learning as I go here.
All right. What do we need to teach Kigo?
First, if you're stabbed, stab right back with the same knife.
Yes.
Right.
What does Kigo need to know?
There's going to be a line of people outside the studio ready to stab me.
No!
No stabbing Kigo. All right, Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on. He's going to tell us about this Creed tour coming to Connecticut that was announced this week. But also, Jimmy, I just want you to know that we're all drunk.
Not all.
All right, not all. AJ's home.
Right.
Sober.
I'm jacked. I'm caffeine.
Kigo, the comedian, is here. He brought me a Guinness. I gave him a Two Roads, Road to Ruin.
Which is the road I'm on right now.
Yeah. And he's on the road to ruin.
And the boulevard, actually.
And Kigo just gave Phil a Guinness. So.
Nice.
Slancha.
Awesome.
What'd you call me?
Yeah.
It means health, brother.
Okay. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
All right. And Jimmy just told his U2 story last week, too. Damn it. Oh. Sorry, Kigo. You're a week late to hear it.
Irish fellas are always late.
Jimmy, the Creed tour. Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. A lot of people are asking. It's the original member. Scott's the lead singer. Yes, he is the lead singer. And the pre-sale's going great, so people still want to see Creed, which is wonderful.
When do those tickets go on sale?
Friday.
Nice. And this is for next year at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Yeah, we've pretty well taken care of this year's shows. I'm not sure we have any more shows this year to go on sale.
Okay, so that's August 6th, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. That'll sell out, right? Are you expecting that to sell out quickly?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an awesome bill.
No doubt. Great place. Great band.
Yes, it goes on sale tomorrow, and the pre-sale is almost half sold out already, so I would think it's going to end up selling out well in advance.
Who's opening for Creed?
Tonic.
Nice. Tonic.
I know one song from them. Maybe
one
two.
More than me.
Creed, very popular, by the way, with Texas Rangers fans. The team, for whatever reason, like latched onto their music as like a rallying cry, and they showed up at some of the games. So,
oh, wow.
Oh, it's been a big deal.
Did you watch any of the World Series, Jimmy?
Yes, I did. I did watch some of it. I'm a big baseball fan. Don't really care about either team very much, but I just like watching baseball. I was one of the few people that did watch baseball during the World Series. It was
poorly
watched.
Like a 40-year low, I think, in ratings.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I get why. I mean, two wild card teams, neither team was in a big city, and neither team was recognized as a great team. So, sometimes you get lucky, and sometimes they don't get lucky. Fosk didn't get lucky this year.
New Beatles song going to be released today at 10 a.m. Are you excited about that?
I am so upset that I have a phone call at 10 a.m. that I'm going to get on the phone call at 10:05.
Really? So you
hear
the song
first. Call
at
10 a.m. and I'm going to be late. I have to hear this new Beatles song.
Wow. So this is one of those deals that John Lennon recorded the original demo before he passed. Then Paul McCartney and George Harrison and Ringo Starr worked on completing it in the mid-90s, eventually putting it aside until now.
Yeah, they put it aside because they couldn't get the hiss out of the cassette tape, and John Lennon's piano was too loud, and his vocal was too low, and there was a hiss on the tape. So they said, you know what, we really can't put this song out. Yeah, you can hear the fuzz, and
right.
You can hear the piano being too loud in the mix, no question about it.
So. What is this next clip we have?
So I guess the engineers had used some available technology, including AI, by the way, not to replicate the voice, but to eliminate some of those sort of, you know, imperfections on the tape to try to clarify.
How do they do that?
I have no idea.
Smart people.
Huh?
Smart machines.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But the smart people had to make these machines.
And they have to run the machines, too.
Right. Unbelievable.
Right. All I can do is drive. The only machine I know how to work.
Yeah. Todd and Bethany, what's your question for Jimmy Coplick?
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, any word on Billy Idol?
No word yet, but if he tours next year, we're going to try to get him into either Oakdale, Bridgeport, or Mohegan Sun, one of the three.
All right. That sounds cool. Hey, food for thought, man. Double bill, Poison Skid Row. Let us know.
Nice.
Nice package. I like it.
Poison and Skid Row.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Oh, why don't we do that? Why don't we call in, you know, your let's suggest double bills for Jimmy.
Oh.
All right. 203-882-9757. Where did I get this from? We were talking, and somebody suggested Guns N' Roses and Metallica.
I've done that show.
Oh.
Can you do it again? And can you bring it to works. Connecticut?
Any cheap tickets for Irish people flying over for that gig?
Right. Yeah.
I did that show at the MetLife Stadium, well, Giant Stadium at that point, and up in Buffalo at the stadium in the early 90s, I did that show.
Wow. What were tickets? Do you remember?
Well, all I'll say is we had to have a party for Guns N' Roses afterwards, so we always had to have a theme to the party afterwards, of which Axl paid for the party himself. Which was pretty interesting.
Out of his own money.
Out of his own money he paid for it.
Wow.
And let me tell you, it was close to $100,000 a night, the party we put together for him.
$100,000
Because that's what he wanted, so that's what we did.
Okay.
At Giant Stadium, we did a gambling party because Atlantic City is down the road. And in Buffalo, we did a hippie party. Because Axl actually likes the Dead, and this Buffalo is mentioned in a couple of Dead songs, so we thought that would be a good theme for that. So we did that up in Buffalo, and it was quite, you know, I was young then, so I stayed after shows. It was crazy.
Really?
Aerosmith did a
crazy,
nutty party in New York City to roll out Nine Lives, and it was like kind of like a Jim Rose Circus sideshow, and this building in New York City, and you're walking through, and it's like a house of mirrors, and then there's a guy, like, you know, blowing flames out of his mouth, and then another guy swallowing swords, and then a girl with a snake wrapped around her. And
I had that dream.
It ended in this room, and they gave you masks and all kinds of weird masks with the Aerosmith logo. Then we all ended up, it was probably like a size of Toad's Place area, where then Aerosmith came out and played the album for us.
Wow.
That's pretty wild.
Wow. That's cool.
But nothing like the GNR party, it sounds like.
No, the GNR party was crazy. Tickets, by the way, were $27.50.
Wow.
It was July 29th, 1992 at Giant Stadium. Guns N' Roses, Metallica, and Faith No More was the opening act.
Wow.
Tickets were $27.50.
Wow. Wow.
$27.50.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
I remember those days.
Can't fill your tank with gas for that anymore.
Seriously, yeah. Right. Loaf of bread now.
What was the minimum wage in that year? What was it? 92.
Yeah, I think folks made $180 a week.
No, it was probably, what, $4 or $5 an hour?
About $4.25.
Okay.
Right.
$4.25. So, I mean, you had to work...
Yeah.
You had to work a couple days for that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But no mortgage. That was good.
Right. Am I doing my math right?
I never do math.
Yeah, not really a couple days.
A couple hours.
Well, 4 hours, right, would be 16. So more than a half a day.
One good day.
Yeah,
of
just
work,
figure.
You could buy one ticket.
After taxes and everything, you had to work a day.
Yeah.
One good day.
Alan Orange.
Hey, great double bill, 4-pack, $25 a ticket, Doors and Zeppelin.
Was that a thing, or you're just suggesting it?
Not the original members, obviously.
It'd be hard to put together now.
You know, we need a Ouija board for that one.
Weekend of Bernie's.
Yeah.
And they don't play much. It's going to hang out.
Yeah.
The meet and greet's easy.
No, don't think I could put that show together.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Got a time machine.
What are you working on now for Double Bills? Like, you guys at Live Nation will ask bands to pair together, right? Like, that Def Leppard thing was Live Nation,
right? I think Double Bills are great. I love Double Bills, and I love the idea of, the Skinner show. It's a triple bill, in my opinion, the Skinner show that's coming in. And I think it's a brilliant package. I think it's just so smart, and I think everybody's going to get there for the first act and stay till Freebird, which is always seems to be the Skinner encore.
What is this triple bill?
It's Lynyrd Skynyrd, ZZ Top, and the Outlaws.
Wow, where's that coming?
Damn.
It's Xfinity on August 24th.
Was that announced?
Yes.
Wow, where have I been?
I don't know, but you're probably drinking the lead station for us.
Yeah, I've been eating candy and drinking beer. And that's just during my work hours.
I mean, they were kind enough to give me a Saturday night because of my friendship with the with two of the three bands, the Skinner Boys and the Outlaws guys I know. And I said, hey, Saturday night, great night to drink beer. Saturday,
wow.
Before the holiday weekend, coming up the next weekend, let's do it. So they gave me the Saturday, which is great.
That's badass.
And that's the type of show they should put together. It's a triple bill, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Not even a double bill.
That is a triple bill. That's, you know, you buy one ticket, you see three bands, you're there the whole day. It's like a mini music festival.
No, you're right. That's a good point. That's a good point. So, you know, I'm a strong believer. I mean, we're going to be announcing some shows. Look, I'm not a fan of New Kids music, but New Kids and Paula Abdul, that's a good double bill.
It's a good double bill.
It's a good double bill if you like it.
Yep.
You know, now, it's agony for me, but you go and your lady loves it.
Yeah, and the opening is DJ Jazzy Jeff, which he did have a couple of hits, so it's almost a triple bill.
Nice.
And you'll see more coming out. You'll see more coming out.
Like,
we have another Xfinity show, which is a great double bill.
Like,
and keep moving along.
But that great double bill you just mentioned, is that something that we would play here?
I think you would, yeah. I think you might. You might.
So it's kind of poppy?
Yeah.
From the 90s?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're doing well today. Have another beer.
Puppy.
Yeah, that's all. Bring me more beer. More beer.
As
Guinness
you
is
drink.
Magical.
Like, we need that.
Oh, you know what it was? Someone suggested this. And again, I don't remember where it came from. But Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses.
Great package.
Would you do that?
Absolutely, I would do that.
Do you think is there talk of
it? We had Motley Crue and Def Leppard last year up in Syracuse.
Yeah.
And it was a great package, and I think that's a great package.
It sounds like they would get along, too. GNR would be the headliner, correct?
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Melissa in Waterbury, what's your question for Jimmy Coplick?
Hi.
Hello.
So you just had my recommendation.
Oh.
Oh.
Motley Crue and GNR.
Did you send that in?
I did not. I was just thinking it.
Oh,
but also,
mental telepathy,
we're on the
wow.
Same page.
I saw the quadruple, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett.
Yeah.
That's the tour we had, we had that in Dublin about 3 months ago in a field. We had Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Joan Jett, and Poison. It was magic.
Oh,
best
nice.
Show, best show ever. But to incorporate
that is quadruple bill.
Def Leppard.
Ruth?
So that came from... there was an article on Blabbermouth, and John Five, the current guitarist for Motley Crue, said that that would be a wonderful tour. So that's where that's coming from, the Guns N' Roses Motley Crue.
Well, we might see that then.
Yeah.
Be suggesting it.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
All right. Thank you, Melissa.
Oh, thanks.
Brian in Norwalk.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jimmy, going back to the Guns N' Roses, I guess that's the talk of the morning. I saw Slash and Miles Kennedy at Beacon Theater like a year and a half ago. Since they're touring, Guns N' Roses, is there going to be any side projects for Slash?
Yeah, Slash is going to tour sometime early next year, and we hope to bring him into Oakdale. We're working on it right now.
Awesome.
What?
That was a great show.
Holy crap.
What? Wow. What? Ruth wants to know when so she could write it down in her calendar.
Truly one of the nicest people I ever met in the business, Slash.
Really?
What a
he talks?
Wonderful, nice guy.
Wow. Well, yeah. What was it
I wear
like?
I wear my Slash costume.
Look at that. Say, oh, I'm here ready.
What was your experience with Slash, Jimmy?
We did Woodstock 94, the one without the riot. I want to make that noted.
Yeah, the good one.
Involved in 99. It was 94. And Green Day was a new act, and they were on the side stage. And I think it was the guitarist. It wasn't Trey's the drummer. Obviously, Billy Joe is his lead singer. I think it was the guitarist in the band. There was a mud fight. He got hit in the face with mud, broke a tooth, was very upset.
He must be smiling.
I went into the trailer to calm him down as he's bleeding, and I'm not good with blood. So I said to him, what can I do for you to make you feel better? He says, I'd love to meet Slash. I never met Slash in my life. This was back in 1994.
Wow.
So I got in the golf cart. I went up to the dressing rooms where Guns N' Roses were, because they were on Woodstock 94, and I went to Slash, and I said to Slash, would you mind meeting one of the guys from Green Day? He said, no problem. He gets in my golf cart.
But you know what you don't add here? That, you know, if someone asks you to, hey, I'd love to meet Slash, and you're like, oh, Jesus, damn it.
Right, right.
Because you don't like to ask artists for favors, right? They're there performing. You like everything to be nice. You don't want to go asking people for stuff, right?
No, I rarely do. You're absolutely right. But when you're the guitarist for Green Day, I do it.
Yeah, and he's bleeding. And
yeah, hitting the mouth. Yeah,
missing a tooth.
Rock. Yeah.
Right.
And, it's like a little child around Christmas. What do you want for Christmas, kid?
Exactly.
Okay,
right.
I got to go get it now.
So I get in, I put Slash in the golf cart. We drive back down to the small stage where Green Day was playing, and I go into the trailer, and I'm telling you, Slash must have spent a half an hour with him talking to him.
Nice.
He was getting his face mended to. And I kept saying, do you want to leave? Do you want to leave? And Slash said, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's good. Everything's good. And finally, Green Day left. So when Green Day left, Slash left. But Slash would have stayed there for an hour. And ever since then, I've had the highest regard for Slash.
Wow. That's cool. How do you think feel about meeting Ruth?
I love you guys.
You know, we were just talking. That it feels like 1964 all over again because you got new Beatles today and you got new Stones out.
I do too.
It's so weird.
Yeah, the age old question that Bozzy and I talk about, will Taylor Swift put out new music 60 years later? Because she's she's the thing right now.
Yeah,
right.
You
know,
she's it. Now, will she last 60 years?
That's a great
question.
We won't know. That's a great question.
She's a billionaire. She can retire like right now and forget about it.
No, but it's not about the money. It's about the legacy.
Right.
No, that's a great question because she is the thing. She is like Elvis now. She is the hottest artist on the planet. Does her music affect the world to the point where 50 years from now we're pulling these songs up and listening to them?
Right. Because she's in that pantheon with Michael Jackson, the Stones, the Beatles, Zeppelin, Taylor Swift. I'm trying to think of who else might be up there. That's just above everybody else.
I like Taylor Swift a lot, and she is the hottest artist on the planet, but I think she didn't change music to such where we're going to look back and say that was a moment that changed how things were done. You know, she makes great pop songs, but she didn't change pop music.
Well, that's true. That is true. You're right. You're right.
All right. Calls are lining up for Jimmy. We have limited time. I want to talk about this day in Copley concert history in 1991. Jimmy?
Well, these tickets were only $19.50. And these artists are still around. So it's not like they disappeared. And we actually, in 1991, which was 32 years ago, I had this show up in Burlington, Vermont. But tomorrow, 32 years ago, I had it at Symphony Hall in Springfield, the same package. And that package is I'll just mention the three bands. You could put them in the order. I know what order that, who was the headliner, who was the special guest, and who was the opener. The three bands are Pearl Jam, Smashing Pumpkins, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, all in one show.
Wow. That's insane.
And I had four nights of them. I had them in Rochester. I had them in Burlington, Vermont, Springfield, Massachusetts, and the RPI Fieldhouse up in Troy, New York. So sort of traveled with them 3 of the 4 days, which was a lot of fun.
What was that like?
Right?
What's a memory?
Great.
Do you have one memory you could share?
Yeah, the memory I could share is how, well, a few memories, but the one that I'll talk about more than anything is getting to know Eddie Vedder and what a warm, gentle person he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Why do you sound surprised,
really nice.
AJ?
I don't know. I just didn't picture him as like being warm, like deep. I pictured him like deep, like always.
Yeah. He's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
He's a little like a. He gives off like that poet energy.
Exactly.
Yes. Right, you're right.
He's got this heavy weight on him because he knows so much of what's happening in the world,
brooding about the world's problems.
Who the hell was telling me this story? That U2 was playing, and Bono said something like, "For every time I clap my hands, a boy dies in Africa."
This is Irish legend.
Yeah. Yeah. And then some Irish guy in the back goes, "And stop clapping your effing hands!
It's all because of you two."
Oh, you know, Brian from CT Home Care told me that yesterday.
Wow.
Nice. Sorry.
Okay. That's funny.
So these are the three bands, Pearl Jam, Smashing Pumpkins, and the Chili Peppers. What order? Who was the headliner? Who was the middle act? And who was the opening act? 1991.
I have it in front of me, so
91?
I'm not going to play.
All right. So if it's 91, I think it's too early for Pearl Jam to headline, so it's got to be the Chili Peppers.
Very good.
And
you're
I think you probably open with the Smashing Pumpkins.
That is incorrect.
Ah!
Oh, can you imagine?
Wow.
Pearl Jam's the first band on stage?
Yes.
Wow. How many singles had they even released at that point?
As an opening act of a three-act show, probably very few in a little theater.
Wow.
They probably only had a live out.
Right? Was that their first one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
Also on this day, Jimmy, you had Chuck Mangione.
Nice. Felt so good. Sorry.
AJ, I heard that.
Don't hurt yourself.
Do not.
Imagine that. Back in the hospital because I did Chuck Mangione.
All right. We got about
didn't feel
minute.
So good.
We got about a minute left with Jimmy. I'm going to try to roll through these calls
quickly. Yes.
Marty on the Rude.
Yes.
Yeah, what's your question? Oh, you were at GNR Metallica.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought it up because I couldn't remember the first band that opened, but... And then Metallica came on, and believe me when I tell you, they slammed it. The stadium was rocking. And then we're waiting for Guns N' Roses to come on, and I guess that's when he was going through his phase where, it was over an hour that we had to wait for him.
Yeah.
And then you get on there, and, you're partying all day, so everybody's shot. It's got to be 11 o'clock at night. It was late. I don't know if you remember that, Jimmy, but...
I remember very well.
He remembers a lot of those shows.
Yes.
Hold on, Marty. Marty, I just want to ask Jimmy before we go. Jimmy, was that Axl being a dick, or was that anxiety?
The former.
Okay.
I want to say it. I'm trying to get along with him as best as I can.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I heard nothing.
I think he was really trying to prove a point that, he could come on stage whenever he wants. And,
oh, wow.
People will say...
And a three-act show in a stadium, that's a tough slot to fill, especially when you're an hour late getting on. People do get really tired.
Jimmy, they came out, and they're like I was pretty close to the stage. So when I tell you it was like almost silent in the stadium, because everybody's shot. And so Axl yells out, "Hey, what's wrong with everybody?" And I yelled out something to the effect, "Well, if you come on like an hour and a half ago like you were supposed to," I yelled out something, and he looked in a general direction of where we were, and I think he was ready to kill me.
Yeah, luckily he didn't see you.
But he absolutely heard it. That's how quiet it was in the place.
Hey, Marty, thank you, man. I got to wrap it up with Jimmy here. Sorry for the callers we didn't get to. Phil, can you write down what their questions were and we'll
Tommy
get to them?
Tommy called 3 weeks in a row. He really just wanted to say thank you. He had a wonderful time at Sound on Sound this year.
Okay. Nice. You want to write everyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a good time at Sound on Sound.
Great.
I won't ask you about that. I'll ask you about that next week. What was I supposed to ask you about this week? Remember? I ended the segment and I said, oh, the largest amount of money you've had cash in a briefcase.
He knew it instantly, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. $100,000. New Haven Coliseum Grateful Dead.
Nice.
We got the answer.
Nice.
All right, Jimmy. Talk to you next week. Joe LaChance, the weed guy, is on with good news for weed smokers in Connecticut. Joe?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Joe.
AJ's going to cover this interview as I eat meatballs.
Yes. So right. Tell us, Joe, what's going on?
This is the best day ever.
Yes, AJ. Well, this is good news for both of us. But now in the state of Connecticut, starting on December 1st, instead of only being able to buy a quarter ounce of cannabis.
Hold on, Joe. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Here you go.
I'm sorry. Weed is great, but meatballs are better.
No.
This is magic. Whatever's happening in my mouth right now, we should sell it to people. This is magic.
You're magic making us
in his mouth.
Yeah, like someone just kicked a field goal.
Tell them how much better they taste when you are
after herb. Those forget about it. Those meatballs be like you'll drink them.
Joe, are you stoned yet?
Exactly. No, I'm waiting for you.
Oh,
I'm just happy.
See. Right.
Okay.
I will when he called in, wished him a happy Monday, and he didn't even notice.
That's Phil's test.
All right. So
every day's the same to me. But anyway, so you used to be able to buy only a quarter ounce per transaction. That meant if you wanted more than that, you had to bop around between dispensaries.
Oh, gotcha.
They have now upped that limit to a half an ounce per transaction.
Ooh.
So that will make
it
a lot easier. Yeah, they have doubled it.
You can still bop around and get it more, but yeah.
Yeah,
how much,
but at
how
least
much does one person
a little
need?
Bit more.
Oh, Joe?
It depends on the person, right?
Yes, right.
You know?
So what, you could buy a half ounce in one stop now?
In one stop, or the equivalent. So that's like 4 or 8 vape cartridges and then different amount of edibles, but it adds up to a half an ounce of what they consider half an ounce of cannabis in one transaction.
Nice.
So that's good news. And the reason they did that is because more dispensaries are open and the growers have finally started to catch up with the demand. So there's more supply now. So, you know,
Joe, I might be more entertained if you're high. You should smoke right now.
Time to go into mode.
I mean,
you sound stoned now, so maybe smoking, you'll sound straight.
Right? You never know.
Right,
do a dissertation or something.
Right, let's all listen. Hold on. That's a good hit. Oh, yeah.
It's wake and bake, and I helped.
Nice, clean. Oh, man.
This is the best morning ever.
That was some sour diesel. That's some good stuff.
Sour diesel. Nice.
Yeah, OG strain.
Nice.
But
what do you smoke if you don't want to be paranoid? I don't smoke, but, once in a blue moon, I'll take a hit or two, and then it's fun for, 10, 15 minutes, then I get paranoid.
So you want indica.
I want indica?
Yeah, smoking indica. Yeah.
Indica.
Or a nice hybrid that leans indica. The sativa ones are the ones that tend to make you more paranoid. They make
so when you say hybrid, I think you're letting a Prius.
Yeah, right. Well,
hey,
that's
man,
it.
Smoking
that's
a Prius.
Sustainable
Prius.
Weed, man. This is it. Sustainable weed. It's hybrid.
Dude, you smoke
so
my car,
anyway,
man.
Yeah, so that's a good deal. So we're catching up to the other states. Most other states are announced per transaction.
Would you
so
say
we're going to finally catch up?
Joe, I know that you disagree with some of the stuff they've been doing and been frustrated with others.
Right.
But would you say, for the most part, Connecticut's done a pretty good job rolling weed out?
I think they could have done better, yeah, but they've done okay for what they had, yes.
Right.
And I see progress
now. That's our slogan.
Whereas I wasn't too you know, I didn't think the future was that too bright before. Now I'm seeing progress. I'm actually going out there and meeting some of these people who are running dispensaries.
Future's so bright, you got to wear shades.
More.
Exactly.
Who did that, Joe? Who did that song?
Got a lot of hope. Got a lot of hope. I don't remember.
Corey Hart.
He Corey was Hart. A one-hit wonder. Oh, Corey Hart. Okay. Yep, yep.
He
did I Wear My Sunglasses at Night.
Timbuktu 3?
I
think so.
Huh. Phil?
Timbuktu 3.
Timbuktu 3.
Nice.
That's
been Timbuktu 2
and I'm not
stoned.
Even smoking.
They went Timbuktu 2 and they're stoned. Timbuktu 3, 2.
So, yeah. Show.
Everything's looking good for the cannabis industry in Connecticut. I have a lot of hope for the future.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Makes you right. Just think about it.
If they could lower the prices a little, that would be great. But again, as you get more supply, that'll happen.
Oh, you think so?
How much is it now?
Oh, yeah. You can see it's close to $50 for an eighth. And then once you pay taxes, $48.
Can you make it lower? Sure. $30.
No, it happened in other states. The prices got lower in Mass. They've gotten lower as things go on. So there's hope.
What's It'll the most happen. Stoned you've been, like, doing something important? Like, where you showed up and you're like, oh, man, I really shouldn't have done this.
Got to
really
be the DMV, right?
No, you know where it was, actually? I'll tell you the truth. Going up to the legislator.
Oh, right, yeah. They're all staring at me while you're talking.
You spend a long day up there, so not only do you do it before you get up there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one time I wish.
But then you become the argument against what you're trying to put forward. You're like,
this would have been done in 2013 otherwise.
I know you don't.
This guy is. You want everyone walking around like this guy?
I know you don't do it before food shopping. He's come home with aisle 7.
I asked him his name, and he laughed for 14 seconds straight.
Joe, that sounds funny.
You wait 5 hours to speak, and it's finally your turn, and you go,
what?
What?
You're the best, Joe.
You are the best. You are the best. Kigo doesn't know, but Joe was really a big part of, I don't want to say, you know, led the fight, but a huge part of the fight to legalize weed in Connecticut.
It's illegal still at home. So, Joe, I'm going to be calling you to see how I get 4 kilos of it in my suitcase going home.
Nice. But, okay. Just say it's part of your jacket.
You can do it. Just say it's part of my jacket.
I don't know where I'm going to put it. I have a telephone pole in there as well. So.
Now you're bragging.
He does have my friend.
Look at his coat. He looks like he's a weird smoker.
Right,
you tape it up inside your back ass. You're fine.
In my back ass,
exactly.
I'm
right,
developing that as we speak.
Right.
All right, Joe. Thank you, brother. Nice job, man.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut, on the Mighty 99.1 PLR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.